Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thank you kindly for joining me this evening, and I'm really happy that you're here. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking a little karma here, explaining what it is, how you got it, and what to do about it. I'm also going to have the lines open for the duration of the show to take your calls, answer your questions, even do some live on-air readings. So, you know, make sure you take down these numbers because you're welcome to call on the show. Love to talk to you. The numbers are toll-free, 888-815-9756. And BBS has just been so busy because I got four more numbers to give you here, 530-776-5185. 530-413-4511, 530-876-3222, and 530-876-9916. And if you missed those numbers, just go to the front page of BBS Radio and look for the call-in numbers for Station 1. And like I said, the lines are open. If you want to call in, give me your date of birth. I'd be happy to use my mojo, to use some numerology and do a reading on you. Maybe you're looking for a little insight, want to know what's going on for you this year. Hey, be happy to do that. That's what I'm here for. But in the meantime, you know, I got some things to talk about. So one of the things I want to talk about is getisnumber.com. If you haven't been there, check it out. It's a really cute website. It's based upon numerology. It's my baby. It's a really fun website, especially with all this internet dating going on. And, you know, the guy emails you and you're not sure and you don't know if you want to take the next step and you'd like a little bit more insight about him. Well, this is the site to go to because getisnumber.com has a life path calculator. You can put in his date of birth and it'll give you some information on him. And, you know, just a little bit of insight, a little bit of heads up. And, hey, you know, you can spend all day there if you want, checking out everybody, friends, family, whatever, your husband, your boyfriend, the guy next door. If you got his date of birth, it's going to give you some information. So it's a really fun website. It's called gethisnumber.com. So I just really kind of would love it if you cruise on over there and check it out. And speaking of cruises, I was invited by my dear friend, Susan Duvall, take a Labor Day weekend cruise, September 3rd through the 7th, to New Brunswick, Canada. And this is a Psychic at Sea cruise. And Susan's just, you know, she's one of the best event coordinators that I've ever worked with. I've done many seminars for her down in the Philly area. And this is just a whole cruise dedicated for, you know, if you have interested in all things spiritual, if you would like to spend some time with like-minded people. Also, you know, there's going to be workshops presented by myself and Teresa Robus. She's a psychic medium and an angel communicator. And also Carol Tolan. She's also a psychic medium. So we're going to be doing some workshops. There's opportunities to set up readings while you're there, not to mention the fact that you get to take advantage of all the cool stuff that just plain comes with a cruise, which is the great food, the entertainment, the different ports of call. And it's just a real quick four-day, you know, cruise. And it's a lot of fun. So I said, hey, I'm on board, Susan. Pack my bags. I am so there. And if you live in the southeastern PA area, check it out at www.SusanDuvallSeminars.com, and you can also find that information on my page of Visible by Numbers right there on the front page of BBS. I'm going to take a little moment here because I think I heard someone beep in, so I think we have a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Mary?
Yeah.
Hi, Mary. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm doing well. I'm calling from California.
Well, thanks for calling into the show. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you can do a reading for me.
Sure, Mary. Can you give me your date of birth, please?
Yeah, it's June 26th.
What was the month again?
June.
So you've got a birthday coming up, June 26th.
1967.
So we have June 26th, 1967. Okay. And just give me a minute here. Now, do you want me to just tell you some things in general, dear?
Mostly about my career, my finances. I'm really struggling. And
sure. Sure. Okay. I understand. What I want to tell you, let's see. How old are you exactly right now?
I am 42, so I'm going to be 43.
Okay. Well, what I want to tell you is first off, let's talk about the year that you're in right now, okay? And you're in a seven personal year. And each number, every time we move into some energy, every year we have a different number year, and that's what our personal year is. And there's certain meaning to that particular year. Now, in your seven personal year, basically, it is not uncommon, it is not unusual for a person to have less work to do, to actually be laid off, or to actually, you know, sometimes they can even go out on disability, maybe for a back injury or something. But there's a purpose to you having the time off this year. There's a purpose to you not having, you know, like that tremendous amount of work to do. Because this year for you is really about you taking time to reflect and to look back upon the past and to take stock of your life and to take a look at where you've been and also to think about where you want to go, because this is a really important year for kind of some soul growth and some soul development. And it really is a preparational year because, you know, come next year, you're going to be back in the groove of things with career and you're going to be back to business with money. But this year is the year for you to take time off. One thing that I will tell you is that your financial needs will be met, meaning you may be in the right place at the right time or just for whatever reasons. Maybe some money comes through in a strange way. Maybe you run into a friend that gives you a lead on a job or something like that. What you need will be given to you this year. The really important thing, the approach that you need to take to this year is to kind of like say, I'm going to take this time and I'm going to use it wisely. I'm going to, rather than worry and fret and look at the negativity that's involved with having, you know, maybe, you know, being laid off or whatever, I'm going to embrace it and I'm going to like read some books. I'm going to work on, you know, going out in the garden. I'm going to find things to do to help my soul to grow. I'm going to, you know, maybe take a class or, you know, some kind, like if you have an opportunity to take a class or something, this is a perfect year for it. And embrace it because you'll be back to business pretty soon. Now, what I want to tell you is that I think that in June you're going to feel some limitations financially. And I really feel that you know, that may, you know, cramp your style, so to speak. But I would definitely get, are you employed or are you unemployed?
I am unemployed.
Okay. Your best month, really, for getting a job is July. So what I would do while you're in the month of June is I would definitely revamp my resume. I would do everything that I could to make sure that it's up to date, that you, you know, have a really good resume on hand and in order. And I would start sending it out because in July, it looks to me like some changes are coming for you. And that very much can be in the form of a new job. And you might even find that in July you will get multiple opportunities, like maybe more than one offer. So July, and also in July, you want to, you know, like I said, try to kind of send out your resumes towards the end of June, because in July it's a really great time for you to promote yourself. So when you do go for interviews or when you do get an opportunity with somebody asks you about your resume, this is a time when if you brag a little bit, or if you tell them your ideas, or if you're really outgoing about what you have to offer the company, it's really going to work in your favor. So I'm really looking at July for you for the possibility of really having that big opportunity to get another job, possibly having more than one to choose from, okay? And it looks to me that, like, whatever your financial difficulties, you know, October, you know, even August and also in October, it looks to me as though money is still coming your way. So you might want to look for a little bit extra money coming in for you in those 2 months. And I really feel that even next year, you know, when you move into next year, you may have another new opportunity, or, you know, maybe even be given the opportunity of another job that's actually going to bring you a lot more money. You're moving into your money year next year, okay, which is going to bring you, you know, recognition. It's going to bring you maybe a job where you're going to be offered something that actually pays more than something you've had prior. So, you know, it's a temporary thing with you right now. Temporary, okay?
Okay.
You understand? Okay, and you do, you're actually in a pentacle that does kind of want to draw money around you, so you're not really in a bad time, okay? I would also tell you is to set some goals. You know, you've got to cave in, you've got some serious business skills, you really do. Have you ever thought of owning your own business?
I've thought about it, and I keep, you know, looking up, you know, putting it aside, like,
okay.
Not the time.
Okay, well then, can I just give you a little bit of advice?
Sure.
Okay. You have a little bit of karma that goes on in your life path number, and sometimes that makes you afraid of your own power. It's kind of like, you know, you may find that sometimes it's really hard for you even to step into your power. But you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to work on your confidence levels, your self-worth, and your self-love. You definitely have the kind of energy that I'm seeing here that could really do very well owning their own business. And you've also got an ability with knowing how to make money as well. So you've got some skills. So, but a lot of this is tied into, like, maybe in the past, you know, you've had people that have maybe eroded your confidence or put you down in some way, or maybe belittled you in some way, or held you back in some way, or every time you think you just about get to where you're in your power, you get knocked down a little bit. But you've got to start believing in yourself, because you've got tremendous ability to really be an entrepreneur and run your own company. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right, does that make sense to you?
Really?
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. So, Mary, good luck with that, honey. I hope that next year turns out to be a lot better than this year for you. And, you know, that's the way it goes. You know, sometimes there's years we may not understand exactly what's going on. And sometimes when you understand the energy that's around you, the energy that you're dealing with, how it affects your experience, you know, it gives you a different perspective. It gives you a different way to look at things, which, in all honesty, makes life just a little bit easier. And that's part of the beauty of numerology. Okay, so let's see, what else was I going to talk about here real quick? Okay, yeah, I wanted to talk just for a moment about the newsletter as well. On most of my websites, on Gedda's number, also on Visible by Numbers, and you can sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. And just like I did for Mary, I started this way back when I went professional, and I started sending out to my clients personal monthly forecasts. And also at the beginning of the year, I would also tell them what year that they're in and how that was affecting them. And I kind of did it as a courtesy for my clients. Well, over the years, this newsletter list has grown considerably. It's huge, the amount of people that are signed up for it. But it's a free service that I do for my clients. And the way I look at it is helping them is the same thing as helping me. It's just kind of giving a little love, sharing a little bit of the wisdom, sharing a little bit of the knowledge. And that's why I do a newsletter. It's not necessarily for myself, but it's for my clients. I also, in the newsletter, I talk about upcoming guests on BBS, and we've had some fabulous guests on Visible by Numbers. I've been so incredibly blessed by the people that I've had the opportunity to interview. And the one thing that I put in the newsletter is who's coming on. And we have Jim Harrell coming up next week. He's got a fabulous show called ParanormalPodcast.com. He really has a really cool show. He knows a lot about radio. And he's going to be on the show next week. And the week after that, we have Lisa Williams on Visible by Numbers. So, you know, it's having guests like that. You don't want to miss them. You want to know who they are. What have they got to offer? And I also put that in the newsletter as well as various different tips about the numbers and numerology. So make sure that you check that out on visiblebynumbers.com. Look for the newsletter box and sign up for it. You might as well get on board and get some free advice at the beginning of each month that comes to your mailbox. And it's a lot of fun, and everybody really enjoys the newsletter. Okay, so I wanted to talk for a moment. We're talking about karma tonight, but we're also doing live readings. So, you know, it's like I got to have something to talk about in between doing readings for the callers. So my topic tonight, really, I wanted to talk a little bit about karma. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about that is because, you know, recently I think you've all heard of Susan Boyle, who was the contestant on America's Got Talent, who had a really beautiful singing voice. And she kind of stunned the judges and kind of took the world by storm because she really is extremely gifted with singing. And just recently, you know, when you read the headlines, she kind of went through, you know, a little bit of a meltdown, and her final, you know, she missed some notes at the beginning of the finale, and she ended up coming in second place. And whenever that happens, you know, I'm just going to be the first person that's going to look up her bio because I want to see what's going on with the numbers. I want to see what's going on with Susan. And I want to see how, you know, I've got right in front of me someone's life, and I've got details about what's going on in their life. And there's no better way to validate, you know, numerology than to have that information and to be able to see that energy and see what's going on in her life, see it evidenced in the numbers, you know. So, you know, yeah, I'm a geek. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to check it out because, you know, I love the numbers and I love to see, you know, when there's validation for this sort of stuff. And one of the first things that Susan's chart is talking about is that she herself has karma. In a past life, you know, it's the 13 karma. So what it's saying is in a past life, you know, Susan might have been a little bit of a slacker and she may have not made full use out of her talents and abilities. She may actually have avoided work or been somewhat undisciplined, or she did not necessarily understand that in order to achieve anything, you actually got to put in some effort. So when Susan comes into this lifetime, you know, she's working through some karma. And this karma, really, what it does to a person is it actually makes things a little bit more difficult in their life. Nothing wants to come particularly easy. Things, you have to work for whatever you get. And you, it's all about effort. You have to put in a great deal of effort to achieve things. It certainly is a life path that can allow somebody to achieve many things in life, but the contingency plan is gotta work at it. And oftentimes people that have this kind of karma experience a great deal of frustration early on in life. They look at the way other people get ahead. Other people get lucky breaks. Other people take chances and make out just fine. But if you're a 13-4, if that's your life path number, if it's in your birthday number, you've got a lesson that's written that says, no, not so fast. For you, you can't. We're not going to give you lucky breaks. You're not going to be able to take chances. You've got to work hard at everything that you try to achieve in this lifetime. So unfortunately for Susan, you know, she's got the karma going on. But what is really fascinating about Susan's chart is certainly at this time in her life, she was given a new opportunity by her own hand, meaning she herself thought it out and brought this new opportunity in, which would be, of course, you know, trying out for the actual show, Britain's Got Talent. It also is saying that she's under dark night of the soul energy in her essences. And dark night of the soul energy is karmic as well. And really what it is there's a lot of soul searching. There's a lot of transformational energy that goes around in this kind of energy. Usually things do not work out according to plan whenever you have dark night of the soul. The 16-7 is specifically what the number is in her essences. Things don't work out. And you may sit there, you may get angry about it, you may get upset about it, because you don't understand why are things not going right in my life. But the truth of the matter is, really, is for Susan Boyle, this is a transformational time in her life. And it is a very difficult time in her life. But when it's all said and done, when she moves past this, and this will be very specifically, I think, right around the age of 50 is when she moves past this transformational period, she will be living an entirely different kind of a life. It's kind of like the universe comes along and knocks down the walls of the little life that Susan Boyle has built up. And this is her safety zone, her security zone, but the universe says, no, no, no. We need for you to move out of this little rut that you're in. We need to move you to where you need to be. And then once you're there, you're going to be a better person and a happier person because of it. And this is really what's going on in her life and also in her chart. And I think the most telling thing about Susan Boyle is that she actually has duality this year. And not too many people, even numerologists, are aware of what duality is, but that's when your essence number matches your personal year number. And it never is a good year. It never is a good year. The last contestant that I can remember that had that was Chris Darty. I'm probably saying his name wrong. But you might remember him from American Idol. Everyone expected him to win. And then Taylor Hicks ended up winning. And Chris got eliminated. And everybody was shocked. Well, big surprise. Chris had the 19-1 karma in his chart. And he also had duality that year, which told me immediately as soon as I saw his chart, no matter how wonderful he sang, no matter how great he did, something very negative or something that was very difficult or a soul lesson of some sort was coming in for him that year. Something very important. Something that kind of, it's for your soul evolution. It's something that your soul needed. It's an experience that's written into your chart, into your life plan. So Chris didn't win, and certainly the same thing is sitting here in Susan's chart at this time. She has duality. She has a 7 essence and a 7 personal year. So things will not work out quite the way she expected it to. But whether or not she realizes it, someday she's actually going to look back upon this time and she's going to be happy for the turn of events that this has caused in her life. And I also got to say that I don't think that, I mean, I really see that something new is coming for her as well. Next year, she has another new opportunity coming. So, you know, all bets are not off for Susan. I think that she still has, you know, some interesting things ahead of her. But it fascinates me. It absolutely fascinates me when I see this sort of things in charts. I think the other most recent, and I don't necessarily follow celebrities. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm much more interested in everyday people. But the beauty of somebody being in the public eye is you kind of have access to their bio information, and also at the same time, you have access to know what the events are going on in their life. So that's why, you know, will be apt to look up somebody's information. And recently with Jay Leno, as you recall, you know, he's going through this big process of letting go of the Tonight Show, starting another program. But also, you might remember that he had a health scare early this year, or a couple months ago. And, of course, I looked up Jay's chart, and he had the same kind of a configuration in his chart. He has duality for him this year as well. So it'll be interesting to watch as this year progresses with Jay Leno and to see how his new program, how it pans out for him. Okay, so I want to talk about Susan Boyle for a minute. All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of a discussion on karma. And, you know, some of you might be sitting there, because, you know, usually I do a lot of interviews, talk to a lot of people, love talking all kinds of things spiritual. But every once in a while I throw this numerology show in, and that's what tonight's all about. And some of you might be listening, and you may have no clue what numerology is. So just let me give you just a brief explanation. It actually is a divination tool, and it's founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras. And, you know, he lived in 560 A.D. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. And it also has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And basically, numerology uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers. Now, we all think in terms of numbers. You add them and you subtract them. We don't think in terms that the numbers actually represent energy, but they do. They represent energy, and there's a certain description to each number to what that energy is. And that's what numerology is all about. And we use your date of birth and your birth name, and from that, numbers are calculated. And the end result is your personal numerology chart, which, quite frankly, you know, there's so much information to be found in your personal numerology chart. You know, when you study spiritual philosophy, and they will tell you that prior to coming into this lifetime that you actually plan out your life and what it is that you want to accomplish. And that when we come in, we forget what it is we came to do. Well, let me tell you, folks, your numerology chart, that is the reminder. Hello. You will be amazed if ever you get a numerology book or get a numerology reading, how much validation there is in that, because it really holds the essence of your energy. It tells the story of what you came to do. It validates events in your life. It is extraordinarily accurate. And so we may forget, but your numerology chart, I'm telling you, that's the plan, folks. That is the little manual that goes to your life plan, and it really has pretty much the keys to almost every event in your life. It has the keys to it. There's a reason we think the way we think, why we decide to make changes in our life. There's a reason why certain experiences happen, and all of that can be decoded from the numbers in your numerology chart. So anyhow, what we want to talk about tonight and what I want to get into is talking about karma, because, you know, when I do readings for people, sometimes, you know, I have to say you have karma, and I can almost feel their heart dropping, like, oh my God, I've got karma. But you know what? Almost everybody does have karma, because this is not our first time around. We have been incarnated many lifetimes, and numerology is based upon reincarnation. And unless you've lived flawless lives, you are going to bring in karma. But the big question with karma is it a punishment? Am I being punished? And I think the answer to that is no. I think that when we review our life and when we look and we see what we have done, what we have accomplished, what the cause and effect of our actions were in a past life, I think that we want to evolve, that we definitely could see where we went amok or we made mistakes or we could have done things better. And I think our souls want to evolve, and they say that the best way to learn things is by coming into the physical and living a physical life. That is where you can get into the realms of emotions and the various different things that only being human can allow you. And I think that when we review our life, we decide that, you know what, I want to learn about this in this lifetime. And so with karma, we tend to write it in stone into our experience, meaning there's no escaping the karma. That experience is agreed upon and written into your charts, and you will absolutely work through that karma in this lifetime. And the reason why is you chose to do it, and the reason why is it helps for your soul to evolve. And it's not a punishment. You might want to look at it as though your soul is trying to achieve something, that your soul had a great deal of courage. And if you have faced karma in your life, and if you've worked through karma in your life, you need to reach around and give yourself a proverbial pat on the back, because it takes a lot of courage sometimes to learn these lessons, to write these lessons into your soul plan and to actually experience them and then to eventually learn from them. And adversity teaches just as much as wonderful and happy joy experiences. Adversity can be a wonderful teacher. And oftentimes, you know, sometimes these lessons are not that easy. But in the end result is soul knowledge that will let be literally with your soul for an eternity, forever. And so, you know, there's some great stakes here in trying to experience karma in a lifetime. So, what are the karmic numbers? Well, in a numerology chart, those numbers would be the 13, the 14, the 16, and the 19. And so you're sitting there and you're going, okay, well, geez, Allison, that's great, but I don't know. I don't know if I have those numbers. Well, you can go to my website, www.gethisnumber.com, and there's actually a life path calculator there. And if you enter in your date of birth, it'll give you your life path number. And, you know, that might be one way to discover some karma. If you're born on any birthday, that is the 13, the 14, the 16, or 19, if that's your day of birth, definitely you're carrying karma in. Or you can simply add your date of birth. You can add the month plus the day plus the year. And, you know, see what number you come up with. And again, you can find a karmic number there. And hey, if you're not sure and you're listening to the show and you want to know, well then, email me your date of birth. And what I'll do is, when I check my email later, I'll email you back and let you know if you've got a karmic, life path number, and I'd be happy to do that for you. Alright? So, okay. So what happens if you're born on the 13th or you've got if your date of birth when you add it is a 13 before you reduce it to a 4 life path? Well, basically what that's saying is in a past life you might have been a little bit of a slacker and that you may have avoided work or you may have had a difficult time of focusing your talents or doing anything with them. It's kind of like, you know, when I see the 13, I think in terms of Tom Sawyer, you know, like, you know, he's trying to get everybody else to, or is it Huckleberry Finn? Whoever made the guys, you know, said, oh, painting this fence is so much fun. I'm having a great time. And then he eventually gets all of his friends to paint the fence for him. You know, that's the energy that I'm thinking in terms of. I think it is Tom Sawyer, but I might be mistaken. A little bit of avoiding hard work. And so when you got that kind of karma, when you come into this life, well, you know what? Nothing comes by luck, and there are no easy breaks in life. And really the only way for you to get ahead is to really discipline yourself and work hard, be efficient, be organized, you know, it's be a little bit serious in your approach to work. And that's the only way. And interestingly enough, oft times people that have 13-4 karma in the early stages of their life, which is, you know, maybe the first 25, 30 years, they're not very focused and they're not very disciplined. But eventually they get the general idea because they learn about being disciplined. They learn that unless I can work at something, nothing is ever going to happen. Nothing is ever going to come of it in my life. So they've got to learn to work. And then eventually they tend to place a lot of emphasis on work itself. Okay. Now, another thing with the 13 is there's a lot of creativity in that number. So usually people that have the 13 are very creative types. They have, you know, pretty good artistic expression. But most often they want to put it in form, you know, maybe like as an engineer or architect or, you know, some kind of a sculptor or somebody that works with their hands. Another thing that 13's got to be a little bit cautious about is what they say and how they say it. Sometimes this karma can actually be tied to expression that in a past life that they may not have realized the power of their words, that they may not have realized that what they said could have hurt someone. So that's another thing to bear in mind, that someone with a 13 has to be careful about how they speak. And how they express themselves. And, of course, the number four sometimes can be a little bit on the judgmental side. Sometimes a person with four energy only sees black and white, and they don't see, you know, the middle of the road, and so they don't see a gray area, and so sometimes they can be a little bit hard on people around them. So when you combine all that, it's about being really cautious about how you express yourself as well that comes in with that particular karma. And if you don't learn that lesson, you're going to find that you're going to lose a lot of people in life because of the way that you said something or how you express yourself. Okay, so we're going to move on. And we're going to talk about the 14. And the 14, you may be born on the 14th or your birthday when you add it across, is a 14 before you reduce it. And usually a 14 is talking about abuse of freedom in a past life. And this particular person is, you know, on many levels, there can be many different things that come in with their experience. But number one, they have to learn to be flexible and adaptable, because whenever you've got that kind of a configuration, your life is a little bit of a roller coaster. And you have to expect the unexpected throughout life, and things will constantly be changing to force you to adapt to, you know, various different ups and downs in life. Another thing that a person with a 14 has to be concerned with is abuse of the five senses, because also this karma could come from, you know, actually being addicted to drugs or something like that in a past lifetime, or even being addicted to sex or alcohol or something along those lines. So a 14 may be learning about moderation and temperance in this lifetime and the consequences of overindulging. And another thing that the 14 actually can be working on besides that is, you know, their own personal freedom, learning lessons about that. They may have actually taken away somebody's freedom in a past life. And so sometimes when I see this 14 with people, they actually, instead of being free to come and go as they please and experience life the way that they want to, that actually their life is the total reverse. That they have severe limitations in their life, that they can't come and go as they please, that they are not free to do what they want to do, that they have rules and regulations and restrictions, and their life is boxed in. And that is, in essence, the karma, that they are understanding, in order to understand to use freedom properly, sometimes we actually have our freedom taken away from us. That is part of the karmic experience. And then from that, that teaches us to appreciate freedom when we do have it. And when we do have it, to actually use it properly and to not hurt anybody with our desire to be free. This is very interesting how this can come into a person's life. Another kind of karma is the 16. Usually this has occurred because this person in a past life was involved in possibly a love affair. And because of that, they actually caused someone to lose their family or lose their life as they knew it. They caused someone to have to begin their life again. And so usually the 16, anyone that has that in their chart, there is, you know, can be one single solitary event, or it could be several, where this person has had to start over again, where they've built up their life, maybe risen to the top, and then it just seems as though everything falls apart. There seems to be a destruction of that particular life, and they have to begin again and start over again. And oftentimes this is directly related to marriages or people, you know, love relationships. But it also can be related to jobs as well, where, you know, someone rises to the top and then loses their job, or they've been married for 20-some years, and all of a sudden the marriage falls apart, and that person has to start over again. It usually is some significant event in your life where you have had to begin your life from ground zero again. But the one nice thing about that particular karma is that you actually end up being in a better place than you were prior to it happening, and also it has a tendency to intensify your faith and your connection to your soul and your faith in God. So there is a very spiritual aspect to that particular karma. And the final karmic number is the 19. And this person is learning to be independent and learning the proper use of power. And oftentimes in this lesson, you know, it's interesting to me what I see in charts and what I see with people is somebody that has this kind of karma is usually afraid of their power. Sometimes they often have a one challenge, which they have problems with their own confidence, their own self-worth, often low self-esteem or not really feeling as though they can accomplish things. They tend to remain dependent upon other people. So this particular karma, and I've actually, you know, on another note, actually seen people come into this lifetime with this karma actually powerless, where they have no power. And I've seen this play out, you know, sometimes it's a medical problem. Sometimes it could actually be mental retardation, where they are unable to assume their power in this lifetime. And so they spend their life, you know, in a powerless position in order to understand what that feels like, because technically the person with a 19 karma in a past life was in a position of power and they knew all spiritual law and they made a decision that was self-serving. And because of that decision, they may have actually taken power away from another individual or caused another person to be powerless. And so there's a big lesson about the proper use of power for someone that has a 19 when they bring it into this lifetime. And you might be sitting there and wondering, well, yeah, it does. It can take years of your life to work through a karmic lesson. You may not be realizing that you're working through a karmic lesson. You may not look at your marriage as being perhaps that this is the box. Perhaps this is the lack of freedom that has been created to prevent, you know, that teaches you to cherish your freedom when you have it. You may not look at your marriage in that fashion. Someone who has the 16 karma may look at their divorce and they may think to themselves, you know, that they have been betrayed or love has been forsaken or whatever, but they're maybe not looking at it as being that this is their karma working out. So, you know, it's interesting to me, especially with all the readings that I've done and the various different versions of karma that I see, because everybody's story is different. No karma fits a mold. They're not all alike. All karma is not created equal. And so it's very interesting to me to see how karma actually shows itself in people's lives. You know, another example, like with the 14, you know, sometimes if this person actually had a drug addiction in a past life, it's interesting to me that people with 14s oftentimes are dead set against drinking and drugs. They almost like, you know, very strongly say, no, I don't drink and no, I don't do drugs. Well, you know why? Because they knew it got them in trouble in a past life, okay? And so that's why they veer against it. I've also, you know, the 14 can also represent, you know, maybe having some issues with your own sexuality in a past life, overindulgent in that arena. And I've actually seen people that have 14 karma that actually are very inhibited sexually, or they feel as though they have sexual dysfunction. And again, you know, this is presenting itself because in a past life, you know, they had problems with that, and so they're making sure that in this lifetime that same thing can't repeat itself. So it's really fascinating to me how many different ways that I see this karma in people's charts. Now, I know I heard a beep, so I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to see who's calling. Hello.
Hi, Allison.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. If you could tell me about my karma, I don't know if you can or not. My birthday is July 12th, 1953.
Okay, 7/12, you said 1953. Okay.
5/3, yeah.
Okay, let me look. We'll see if it pops up here because it may and it may not. Let's just look. Yeah, you do have karma. Okay. Sometimes the karma, it can be seen in the life path number. And sometimes it's found in the expression in other areas of the chart, so we don't always see it with just the date of birth. But years is showing here. You have the 19-1 karma. That's in your life path position, so that's a very strong position to have the karma. And I remind you, again, you're not being punished. you actually, this is what your soul chose to do in this lifetime. And so what this is telling me here is, you know, you, in a past life, you were in a position of power, you know, and you also had a great deal of spiritual wisdom, and you know all spiritual truths and all spiritual law. And in a past life, you made a decision that was selfish or self-serving. And because of your decision, you may have taken away somebody's power or harmed another person. So as you come into this lifetime, you've actually kind of written a lesson about this in your soul experience. And you may feel at times like you're afraid of your own personal power. You may feel that you back away from it. You may actually have experience where people can actually dominate over you or prevent you from being in your power. I see with you that you're a pretty sensitive person, that you are very, how would I put this, clairsentient, that you feel other people's emotions. You might be the kind of person that needs peace and harmony, and so you don't like the confrontation, you don't like the fight. Maybe you give in a little bit to people. But for you, this karma is going to play itself out that you, you know, to stand in your own power, to self-love, self-worth, confidence, taking lead, taking charge, you're going to back away from that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And have you had people in your life that have kind of knocked you down a few pegs or held you back or held you down?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I've been paying for karma since about age 6. It's been real tough. And this past year I've been trying to really create a new life. But I often wonder, you know, the things you're describing seem to be right on as
right.
far as, you know, possible past lives and what I struggle with now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think that, you know, your family has been an issue at some point, or relationships. I do see that. I would tell you that, I don't know, are you a little bit of a martyr sometimes? You give a lot of yourself to others?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's kind of written here, too, in your challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
I've been
go ahead.
I've been trying to train my thinking and habits this year.
Well, you're in, ever since you hit the age of 54, you've moved into some 7 energy. And so, you know, this is a lot of soul searching for you in your latter years. And I really feel that this is also a time for you to learn, to study. You know, maybe some self-help books or even some spiritual books would be right along the alley for you. And I kind of feel like you're going on this journey to become a guru or to meet your guru or to really develop spiritually, especially in your latter year. And there's a lot of reflection upon the past and putting it into perspective and being able to be much more insightful about your past than ever before in your life. And you're getting a lot more guidance now, or at least you should be more in contact with that now. Maybe some more experiences along those lines. Are you having, you know, where it's a little bit stronger now?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like I'm being given insights much quicker, and it's helping me to become more disciplined and also let go of bad habits and be more understanding of others.
Right. And you will find that as you go through this period, you're going to kind of be in this energy for a long time. I do think that it's going to attract, you've got like an attraction of money into your life, so I think you'll be okay there. But really, the universe doesn't really, God or whatever you want to call it, source. What is planned for you in your latter years really is this going on this soul journey. And work should not be the primary focus of what you do. Meditation, taking time to think, to you know, maybe you've not had opportunity to think in the length that you've been doing. But this is trying to give you time to rest and to regroup and not to work and to just, you know, put your focus on your soul and your spiritual journey in your latter years. That's where this energy is right now. And as you continue in this energy, it's just going to keep getting stronger and stronger. Do you do anything in the that is spiritual? I mean, is it a line of work for you at all?
Spirit? Oh, no. I am trying to make some money as an oil painter. I also have created a community dance, and I'm wondering if I should direct that towards people, you know, to release emotions, maybe women in crisis or something.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I think that you're right along the alley, because what I see for you is teacher, it is teacher energy, but it's in a very deep thinking, more internal, so what you're talking about goes right along those lines. I also can see where you can go almost international, where this isn't just going to be in the United States, but it might be something that catches on and goes, you know, and even if you wanted to write a book or something like that, I can see that happening. So yeah, I think you're that's where you want to go. This is a very creative year for you, and so I would just encourage you to, you know, whether it's creative projects or something like that, try to do your visualizations, your manifestations this year, because you've got that energy going. Are your dreams more prophetic? Are you getting stronger dreams or seeing things this year?
Hard to remember, but yes, they're just lately in the past couple of weeks. They've taken a shift. They have a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like I'm sort of working in another dimension.
Okay. Because I really feel as though you're very clairvoyant. You're really getting some messages this year. It's a very strong year for that. So pay attention to it. Journal it. And, you know, have faith. And, you know, if ever you, you know, and to really get into this, you know, looking at it, like from your essences and your transits and stuff, if you're doing a major shift, that's going to show with your name. But for now, you know, the advice that I give you is, you know, I think what you're talking about and where you're at, and karma doesn't last forever. Okay?
I've been single for 25 years. Do you see partnership?
Well, dear, usually when you have a one very present, especially in your life path position, if you understand the energy of the number one, it's talking about independence, okay? And independence means standing on your own two feet. So it is not unusual for someone to have a one life path that actually is not partnered with someone for a long period of time in their life, because truly that is what you're supposed to experience. It's looking at life, handling your own affairs. It's talking about strength, facing your fears, courage, you know, being an individual, not being afraid to walk on your own. So if you've been alone for 25 years, child, you know, that is part of your life path. Now, as far as a relationship goes, that doesn't mean that you don't get a relationship in this lifetime. I would say that you're more in alignment for a soulmate relationship. Now, someone that's a meaning of the mind, someone that is a soul, also of the soul, more so than a physical hot sort of a thing, but it's more somebody who's mentally your equal. And
that's what interests me, yeah.
Yeah. I would say for you, as far as this year, this is a pretty good year. I would hope that you would accept some social invitations and get yourself out there. Look somewhere right around in August and also in December. Those are two really good months for you to meet someone, okay? And you can email me your full name, which is what's on your birth certificate and your date of birth. Put it in an email to me. And what I'll do, dear, is I'll actually really quick do your full chart. And I could be a little bit more specific about that if I can take a look at your essences and transits, and I might be able to give you something really specific on that, okay? Do you
I
want
would
to do
love that?
That.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome,
so
honey.
Much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Carry on.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, there you go. And, you know, that's why I'm here, people. You know, that's why I'm, you know, when I do the show, you know, I love to do the interviews, but also when I'm here doing my numerology thing, you know, I'm here to help. And so sometimes I got a lot of emails to answer in the morning, because, but that's what I'm here for. I know that's why my destiny is to help people with my knowledge of numerology, and I am happy to do it. And guess what? We have just blown through the 55 minutes of this show. So I just want to thank you all for joining me this evening, and I appreciate the callers that called in, Pat, Mary, and everyone that was listening. Thank you so much for listening. I just want to remind you that next week we've got Jim Harold on the show, and he does a heck of a radio show, and I'm sure he's got some really cool stories for us based on some of the stuff that he does on his show. And the week after that, we got Lisa Williams. Ken doesn't get any more fun than that, and it doesn't get any better than that. And I know that I'm really excited about that interview, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, I'm just hoping you all have a really great night. And I'm wishing you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.